You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Diablo's Den. I'm your co-host Jay Reason, and I'm here with the one and only Danny Diablo, aka Lord Ezek.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
It's been a really long time. I'm also excited to announce that we are being joined for this episode by the one and only the DRP, Force 5 Records.
Ruckus!
And Danny Diablo's manager, who is going to... who's gonna hang with us for the next little while?
Thank God for the DRP.
Yo, so I want to thank everybody who's hung with us since our last episode. It has been a minute, but we are back. Ezek was busy touring and doing music, and he's gonna fill everybody in. But we have making a big commitment to our fans and listeners that we are going to be putting out way more content this year. Me and Ezek are very excited. So we'll talk a little bit about that, but let's jump into the first thing first before we get into our list of stuff. E, how are you? It's fucking great to see you. It's great to see you. How is everything, man? How is fucking living down, not in New York anymore?
Well, good. Life is good. I just got back from, I moved out here to basically moved in all my stuff into like the day before New Year's Eve. Right.
Right.
And, Then I went on the road. I've been on the road. I haven't been in Milwaukee for like more than a week and a half, I guess, right?
You've been in and out a lot.
In and out. Yeah. So I've been traveling. I just got back from Florida and New York, so that's kind of cool. And doing a lot of things. Got a lot of things in the works. I got my first bank account.
He's got that today, dude.
That's fucking awesome, man. Because like you said, I think it could have been like 7 years or something.
You know, now I got a bank account and a debit card.
I'm worried about him going on the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just the little things that we need, man, to make those that progress. You know, so dude, as your friend, I'm super proud of you, man. I'm excited to see you over
Thank
there.
You.
I'm excited to see how much awesome activity, dude, that you've been doing, like awesome shit, man. Like, and I'm excited to jump into that.
I'm trying to jump into like you know, the acting and also the entertainment business. I'm just trying to get the next 5 years. I'm going to be working hard on the music and just focusing more. Not saying I'm focusing on music, but doing E-Train Records.
You're building your empire.
Building my empire. Working with Force 5. Doing E-Train Records. I got a whole bunch of releases that I'm doing this year. Also, I've been working with Kamal Ahmed from the Turkey Boys. I just finished when I was in New York.
Season two.
But
awesome.
I think they killed me. And now he called me up yesterday. And he was like, yo, we're going to change it.
Yo, spoiler alert for me, because I was looking for
it. Yeah, spoiler me. Yo, but I'm saying, he goes, I don't think I'm going to season two. I don't know. It's me, like, they shoot me and I'm dead on the floor. But I go, he goes, I think we're just to say they put a gun to you and we don't know what's going to happen at the end of season two. So I was like, are you fucking? I think he does this purposely to fuck with me, Randy Rothschild. So we're going to think of someone for season three, for me coming back, probably like as a Nazi skinhead or something. Something crazy.
Oh my God.
Randy Rothschild turns crazy and becomes a skinhead. I don't know. Something
That's
like
great.
That.
I want to, before we jump into like our kind of list of things I have to talk to you about, what have you been like listening, checking out the past few weeks, man? I know you've been taking in a lot of shit. So why don't we start with that? Any movies, anything you've been checking out?
I just saw a few movies that The Devil to Pay. I think there was a movie I just saw like 2 days ago. I saw a movie called Emily the Criminal.
Oh, that was great with
Audrey Plaza.
Aubrey. Great movie.
She's a great actress.
Credit card
criminal. Check this out. I love Audrey Plaza. No,
me too, man. You've seen her in White Lotus this season of White Lotus, bro.
She's such a great actress. I can say what it was. My
name, it's right? Your show.
She has such a fucking whore face. she's Puerto Rican. A lot of people don't know she's half Puerto Rican.
I didn't know that.
She's from, look at her eyes. That's a Puerto Rican. And the way she talks, shit, she talks some shit. She's from Rhode Island, right? She's like, yep. I know where she's from. She's from Rhode
probably
Island.
Probably a fan of Scarhead and Crown of Thorns.
Right, listen, I'm single now.
I want to see you at the next show then.
Audrey Glasser, listen. You need
yo, DRP, you heard that. We got to get her in the next.
Whatever you need, yeah. Bodyguard.
We got to get her in the next video.
Next video. I will impregnate that. that's some chauvinist shit, but that's what I would do.
Yo, all good,
and
man.
And defend her from the zombies.
Yeah.
Shout out to Audrey Glasser. Great actress, comedic roles. She's funny. She's fucking also the faces she makes are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like I first got turned on to her. She was in Parks and Recs. I don't know if you guys seen her in that. And yo, she was hilarious in that. Yeah, her character and all that stuff is great, man. I wanted to quickly plug before we jump into everything that at Static Era. We have a new pre-order starting. You'll be very excited about this.
Tell me.
The Roland Coffin pre-order, which is Tim Williams from VOD.
Shout out to Tim. That's my boy, one of the best vocalists from the hardcore world that did it in the metal world.
Yeah. So we've got his EP. It's up for sale. It's up for pre-order right now. Comes out on April 7th. This shit is a banger, dude. I cannot
get
wait
it.
To
Everyone get
this get out.
It. Tim's a great guy.
Yo, Tim is the man. So yeah, available vinyl pre-order is going right now. It's vinyl, CD, and digital April 7th everywhere you listen. And we're gonna have Tim on the show very soon because he's dying to talk to you. So
I gotta talk some shit with Tim.
A lot of fun. let's jump into the show, man. I was thinking all day about the title of this, and I kept thinking it's like Diablo's Den. Like where have you been? So we're gonna fill everybody out about where we've been since the last episode, right?
When was the last episode?
The last episode was at the end of October, of all things. It was right before our show.
Yeah.
Which that's the first thing I want to talk about was, yo, me and this cat, E, thank you so much for fucking bringing Crown of Thorns to Connecticut after a very long time.
I killed it.
That show was fucking
beginning of being sober. That was like,
bro.
That wasn't the Ignacio Front tour, was it? You talking about?
That was right before DRP. This was right before he left. We did a show in Connecticut. It was The Distance, my band's first show in 14 years.
Oh shit!
And Crown of Thorns with a killer undercard with Almighty Watching.
Yeah, that was
the
dope
world.
Show.
And me and my boy here, we sold it out. That shit was awesome. So I want to thank you for that because that show was a lot of fun. So much fun, dude, that The Distance is playing again of all things. So we're doing another show. I'm gonna plug that really quick on Friday, March 17th with our other boys, Death Threat.
Shout out to the original lineup.
So shout out to Aaron and all them with the original lineup, Larry Dwyer, Jamie from who played on Satisfaction, the original lineup. So we're playing with that. We got Yvonne's band, Dead Wrong, is on that. So he's coming out of hiatus to play. And then Death Threat's playing the next day. As well with Wes and that lineup. Both shows are sold out. So, dude, thank you to everybody who bought those tickets. That's going to be at the Statehouse. Let's talk about the Connecticut show because people were so excited and everybody commented on how great you performed, especially like you said, you've been living, pretty clean and stuff. Like, how was that show for you? You guys killed it, man. It was so good to see you in Connecticut.
We came back for tour. So then I was home and we had that one show from with you guys. And I was like, all right. I remember I went up there and I was like, oh shit, all these people are here, man. You're like, this is cool. And then I remember going downstairs and the thing and making coffee with Drago and these guys and Dref. And I was like, all right. Then all of a sudden, they're like, yo, hit the wall in the back. And we destroyed the whole fucking side of the fucking building.
I'll post a pic of that.
I sent pictures. Got my E-throwy up in Connecticut. It was just crazy.
That venue is dope, right? You like that? That venue is dope.
I like
Statehouse.
That venue. It's no more, right? They're going to do no more?
I think the last shows are in April, which is unfortunate. So that's why, as I had told everybody, we'd only really play again if the opportunities were the right thing. Yeah. And that was definitely the right thing. A lot of love for Death Threat, long history with those guys. And then to play the Statehouse one more time before it goes. I just had such a blast. Like I said, I thought you guys fucking crushed it, man. And I know there was a lot of young kids who had never gotten to see Crown of Thorns before, man, and they fucking left there so psyched. So I had wanted to thank you, dude, from myself personally for doing that for me and
thank
from everybody,
you for
man.
Because me on.
That shit was sick, man. So I had a great time. Now after that show, you guys, you had a really busy couple days there because DRP, you can jump in on this, was in between getting ready to go to on fucking tour. with AF and shit, you're also in the process of moving out your fucking place, right? So
yeah,
it's like a lot of shit going on.
I came back in was 2 weeks.
We did so much touring last year. I can't remember. What was the last, when was the Agnostic Front tour?
No, it was before that.
That was before that, right?
That.
And then you came home.
Came home for a few days.
I can't remember.
Then I did the show because I remember.
But what did you do after that then? Did you go back out? And do anything
No, you
else?
Went back out on tour with, you had the second half of, now I'm drawing a blank, but it was.
It was second half because, yeah, we were broken up. And being like, right. Girl. It was like a weird thing. It was some weird shit.
I can't remember.
Yeah, no, because you were home for a minute, and then I want to say, because I don't think it wasn't, I'm going to pull it up really quick. I don't think it was
What was the date? What was the date?
It wasn't a Scarhead tour. It would have been like at the end of November.
What did we do?
Listen, that's how Diablo's Den rolls. We're on the fly, but I'm going to find out really quick.
I'm drawing a blank of what. Shit, I can't remember.
You know what? I thought it was after the tour.
It might have been.
Was it after this tour?
No.
What time we get home?
I'm looking up right now.
Well, no, because folks, bear with me here, or listeners, but I'm pretty sure. Didn't you go back out with AF and?
Wait, no, but
yeah, you did, because that was the second half of that tour, right? Or did you go out with Scarhead?
We did Scarhead in March of last year for the Generators of Violence.
No,
tour.
We did. Listen, I came home.
We did
no,
March.
You definitely. No, we're talking.
I know. I'm going through the tours.
Yeah, March, so November.
And then April we did Agnostic Front. And then you were home for a little bit. And then we went back out again in September, October.
Yeah. So what day was the show? What were those dates?
So our Connecticut show would have been November 7th. November 7th was our Connecticut.
No, so you, we were already.
We came home. We came home.
So that was,
No, but then didn't you go?
I went to FYA Fest.
Yes, that's
what okay. That's what it is. All right.
Ah! Okay.
Well, that was. I knew we would get it. Year. That was in January.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Damn, that's how fried we are.
That's how my life.
I swear to God, we're all sober too right now.
Yeah. I'm. No, but I did think for some reason, E, that you left right after our show, pretty much into a second half of Agnostic Front. Sick of it all tour.
No.
All right. So I must just be getting my dates kind of fucked up. So
it's all right. It's all right.
So yeah, because from the move, I thought you were out in California though for some reason doing some shit. But yeah, I might just be getting confused that you were. because you went to Florida for Art Basel. Is that what it was?
That's right.
You've been
in Florida a couple. Yeah.
Oh, I've been okay. Three times.
In the last two or three months.
2 months.
Okay. Yeah, 2 months. So that's what it was. Right, I think
Diablo's Fest.
I went Diablo Fest.
That's what it
was. Art Basel.
So listeners, again, I'm so sorry.
I went to Miami.
Sorry for that 3 minute tangent.
Jeff Drago and Roach went to Miami. Shout out to.
Because you had the Diablo. That's what it was. Diablo Fest.
And our show, we did it. What's the name of it? Kill Your Idol. Kill Your Idol in Miami, South Beach. I did it at South Beach with no help from nobody.
Tell me about that.
Chris from Kill Your Idol. Right?
Yep.
Help me
that
out.
That shit looks sick, E. So tell me a little bit about that. How did you. Now, obviously, going from the show, you're moving, you're doing all this shit, dude. Like, how the fuck
is
this?
It was totally crazy.
I didn't think the show was going to happen, to be honest. It was a whole thing for a minute.
Shout out to Monch.
Yep, Monch. Billy Ballantyne.
Billy Ballantyne, who was on Ill Rock, moved to fucking Fort Myers in
Florida.
He's from Staten Island, a hardcore kid, rapper. He used to be in Ill Rock Records. He went out there with Prime Prolific. Shout out to Prime Prolific from Jersey. Both those guys. He's from Staten Island. They both performed at... what's it called? Piss Mob performed.
Yep.
I did a song with them. What else? So
Tony Slippers was there.
Tony Slippers, Fortitude from Florida. Fortitude performed, a hardcore band for years. Also from Florida, Body Blow performed. Also, who else?
I think that was it. I wasn't there.
That was it. But it was fucking amazing. Everyone played. Everyone fucking did great. I was happy, man. But. The Scarhead performed. Scam Dust performed also. It was crazy. that Scarhead performed. It was crazy.
Never a dull moment with Scam.
Never a dull moment with
Scam. All graffiti writers from New York City came. Oh, we were deep. GMS guys came, but it was more graffiti guys. And we had the GMS guys from fucking from North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. They all came out. So it was cool. It was some GMS brothers from the West Coast, from Florida too, came out. So cool, but it was cool. I went to go see the graffiti museum with Kat. Shout out to Kat. Kat Riss and I used to have mad beef back in the day. But he runs the graffiti. No, seriously, South Beach. He runs the graffiti museum. And when he saw me, I rolled with all the kids from Washington Heights and the Bronx. All of us came down. We're all fam. Maceo from De La Soul was there. I said, what's up to him? Also, rest in peace. Fucking Plug 2 died from De La Soul too.
That's sad.
Yep. Sad, 54 years old. So, you know how life is, guys. I'm 51 and I'm changing my game, my whole plan up. So, just I want to be alive for my son. So, let's get back to the thing. Went out there, did an art show with fucking Edward Slay, Dreff. Rude. No, MQPs.
Yeah.
Mia. Demi came out, Pineapple, Dirty Dom. It was so many artists. What artists? Risky came out. Risk. He had, we sold one of his stickers. So Risky. He's still, but so many artists, graffiti writers. It was so dope. Smurf. It came out. A lot of fucking photographers had this stuff up there. So many. I mean, it's hard for me to even think about whatever. But thank you, everyone who was involved. Smog.
Yeah, man. That was awesome to watch you guys pull that off, I gotta say, man.
Yeah.
That shit was sick.
Like I said, I didn't think it was going to happen at first.
But it happened. Then I had to put up the stuff myself
for
4 hours. It was crazy. But I did have no help, and next year will be bigger and better. That's what I'm doing. Next year, Diablo Fest.
You did it with no help? You just said everybody had helped you.
No, but those are people on it. Right? But you know what I mean? It's like next year I'll have him with me, so I have to do shit. I'm tired of this shit, bro.
And DRP, you're just like watching this kind of like the whole thing, just hoping like, all right, man, I'm here, right?
I was like, it's going down.
We didn't know for sure if we had the venue locked up.
It was
a Hail Mary that somehow Danny caught in the end zone.
I out-tuned it.
Yeah. Holy shit. Is that number 80?
And then, and you guys had, was Real Wolf, shout out Real Wolf, was Real Wolf out with you?
Real Wolf, oh my God. So
was he with you guys the whole time, or what's the deal? What's going on there?
He didn't show it. I just worked with them last week.
Last week, yep.
Okay.
So Real Wolf, oh God, those guys, I'm working with them now. I'm working with the Real Wolf Productions. We're doing we're working on the Coogee Rap documentary.
That's sick.
So I'm going back with these guys to do a whole bunch of stuff in Florida, like the week after the Black and Blue Bowl.
Okay.
So right before the Milwaukee Metal Fest, I'm going to be going with Real Wolf to Florida to do some stuff, then to Milwaukee Metal Fest with Real Wolf. They're gonna tape the whole podcast of me and Jamie. When Jamie does the podcast with me, they're taping it.
Now, is this part of the what will eventually become the reality show that's been being talked about for a long time?
We're talking right now with Real Wolf. They're going to be doing a documentary on me.
I love that.
After Coogee Rap. So at the
I love that.
So they start doing that. So that's going to be good. What's it called? From the gutter to the something.
From the gutter to Milwaukee?
From the gutter.
Hey, that's where you're living now.
From the gutter to glory.
Yeah.
From the gutter to glory. The Danny Gable story. That's hard.
Yeah.
So, I had wanted to, I forgot to do this in the beginning of the show. There is a little bit of a sad moment. I just want to take a minute to acknowledge this. One of your brothers and a very good friend of mine, Hoya Rock, he just recently lost his father. So, I just wanted to let Hoya know, man, I'm thinking about you. I'm so sorry for your loss, brother. I love you. I know you probably got a lot to say.
I
want to
say
too,
that Hoy's father, Mr. Guerra, was one of the funniest guys that when I was a kid, this guy used to make me laugh. Like, Hoy's father basically, raised Hoyer's brother. He's Hoyer's stepfather. Hoyer's brother's Dave's stepfather. You mean? So it's Hoyer's dad, but a different father. So it's Dave. So Dave and his mother, both Hoyer's brother and mother, both died during COVID.
Yep, yeah. I remember.
Right? Hoyer's baby mother died of cancer when she was in the Netherlands with Hoyer, and he had to take the kid back, to the United States. It was a big thing. You mean? So Hoyer's been doing all this death in his family and fucking doing it. His father was put into, had dementia, it was a dialysis, the kidneys were going, and he went on the road, and put him in a home, and he finally took him, and he passed on the last 2 days on the road. So he's back, Hoyer's back home. I love you, Hoyer. Your father was one of the best people in the world. Made me laugh. Stories that I could tell about his father. Like, I remember I lived at Hoyer's house during high school. So when I was sleeping in the house, I would hear him play singing. He used to sing. And I'm not like a band. Ecuadorian songs. Yeah. And he was a soccer player in Ecuador. So homeboy was the man. He'd walk around the house singing loud. Then one time, I remember we were driving on Junction Boulevard. Me and Q Hoyer, and I'm in the car, driving around. A car, I don't know, we were kids. You know, I had my first car. A car comes like this. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look at this. It's Hoyer's father and his boy. He's giving me the finger. I'm like, oh, this nigga just gave us a big cut. He's like, I left. Like, you kidding? How funny is that? Like, he knew we were creepy today, but he like him and his boy. But that was funny, man. Shit like that all the time. I remember one time, I was like, he's like, yo, Colorín. He was calling me, Colorín. Hi, Colorín. He's Colorín. I'll be like, what's up? And Naranja.
Naranja.
We got fucked up. He used to call me all fucked up shit. Tangerine. So, orange. So he's like, I just got home. He goes, where were you? He goes, I came in the morning. He goes, I sleep at my girlfriend's house. He goes, and you could speak that good English. So he goes, when you had your girlfriend's parents, my girlfriend's house of parents, he goes, when the parents go sleep, he goes, you into the room? Like, yeah, he's just saying that to me. He goes,
that's great. Yeah, man, I want to take a minute to acknowledge that, man. Hoyer, we love you so much on this show. You know that, man.
My condolences to you, Hoyer. My condolences, Hoyer.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, let me just, not to go from one drastic to another, but I did want to acknowledge that. So then you wrap up Miami, right? And then you come back to the city. I just want to give the listeners because it was really crazy to watch.
New Jersey, right? And listen, now I just broke up my girl for 7.5 years. Remember?
Yeah, super
sad.
She left
me. Whatever. We broke up, so I'm dealing with love. You mean? Mm-hmm. And yeah, life is, you live and learn. Fucking, she's a good person. Shout out to Alexandra Rose. Storm, I love you. Always will love you. I mean, you're doing your thing. I'm 51. She's 30. She. You can't help someone like when they.
No, I feel you. I know what you're saying.
We're both working ourselves. So, I mean, nothing bad to say about anything. You live and learn. And I'd rather loved than not loved.
Totally, man. And it's time, like you said, to invest in yourself, dude, and all the work that you.
Yeah, I need it. I always make fun of people. Like, he's a crackhead and he's a dopehead and like a pill head. Meanwhile, I'm fucking, we all got our problems. You mean? I just like calling people. I just feel like feeling better than other people to call them and looking down at them. But
piece of shit.
Piece of shit. How dare you fucking cook that fucking cocaine and smoke it?
Yo, DRP, now you're kind of like handling this from the side, right? And you're like, bro, we got to get you.
He's like, believe me, imagine, I was going to go off the deep end. I went off the deep end.
Yeah, I lost him for a few days. I was kind of worried. I was calling everybody in New York. I'm like, have you heard from him? Because I'm kind of concerned. Like, I got to pick him up soon. And then eventually I got a hold of him. But he disappeared for a little bit and kind of went off the deep end for a second. But I knew that was going to happen.
Sometimes you just got to let it play out. You know what I mean? And it's all good.
When I said to people that I want to become, do the straight, I did it. I went from straight from a, what's it called? I just was cold turkey. I said, I'm not gonna, I just broke up. I'm not going to talk. No one going to no meetings, wherever. I'm going to just do my thing and do it. And you know what? It's out of 90-something days where we did. It's been 6 days of fucking partying of those 90-something
days. That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's fucking nothing.
That's, I'm just saying to people, like, so people are like, oh, this is...
Everybody, I mean, I've but everybody, though, like, in addiction... The first time, you don't just do it. It takes a little bit. And I knew that was going to, you know, you were getting clean, but you had to.
I went to Miami and I wasn't, I did mushrooms. You know, I didn't do coke or anything like that, but then mushrooms and fucking, everyone thought I was like, oh, I said, no. So I said, when it came home by myself.
Listen, and who doesn't love a fucking good batch of mushrooms? I mean, let's just be honest. Our boy
King Relic is the king of the mushroom.
Well, I became the king of the chocolate mushrooms.
Yeah, chocolate mushrooms. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now they sell them in the bar. You mean that chocolate bar that they sell? Yep. Oh, yeah. That's
you know what I mean? I shout out to Drago, my brother, TMS, who was, you know, he was by my side for a long time. He's a brother now. And dudes like that, and the Piss Mob guys, they were, oh, Piss Mob played out there. They killed, they were, it's dudes like that who are there, you know, good kids, good people, doing good music. It wasn't for the all my fans and the support I have, I wouldn't be nowhere. Love I get from everyone, my family, my friends, and from my fans, you know, that means the world to me.
Well, and you know, and speaking of the love you get, let me show this off really quickie. This is getting sent to you in the mail. Yeah. So there was a cool... I want to shout out Susan Carol Dwyer, the editor of Milford Living, who she loves Diablo's Den, and so she took a chance and she featured us in the print edition of this.
Which
listen, if our listeners, I don't think understand. I mean, you visited this town, so to fucking understand that you and Vinny Stigma and me and Lou DeBell are sitting. In a fucking picture on Milford Living magazine, literally.
That's amazing.
And they did a really nice write-up about the podcast and the show. So shout out Milford Living. Shout out Sue.
You know, it's so crazy. You know that BL.
This is coming to you, actually, by the way, E. So this is getting sent over to you for the wall.
Did BLTMR come to your thing? I have an old graffiti writing kid out there, lives in Milford.
He did. He dropped off some shit. That was sick. Thank you so much.
Hey, shout out to BL.
Yeah, he came by, which was awesome.
Good.
So yeah, I wanted to touch on that, and then so you just played some banger shows back to back. Was FYA and of course
FYA Fest. He came, first of all, hold on. We did FYA Fest. Another fucking sad thing. We came back from King Relic's father died when we were in FYA Fest. With us. He's with
on
us.
The way back.
On the way back.
In the car. Like we knew in the car. We got a call and we got a call. Fuck.
And
our mood just went, like, we were all just partying and it was just like.
We're just happy. You know,
happy as fuck.
It's just like passed away.
I mean, you guys killed it though, dude. I seen the fucking that shit was.
They did kill it.
Yo, they killed it.
Listen, FYA Fest, all those people there. Like, shout out to fucking Mina. Fucking Life of Agony.
Shout out Mina.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed it too. How was that?
Hey, Bulldoze killed it too.
Shout out to Zach.
Shout out
Bulldoze. Mike. Fucking all of them. Fucking Ray. Fucking
Did Zach ever find his wedding ring?
Zach brought his whole fucking family.
He brought his whole family and then he went and had some drinks with us the hotel afterwards.
And lost his
fucking wedding ring.
Damn. Damn.
That would only happen with you guys though, if anywhere it's gonna happen. And then you played that fucking Trapped Under Ice show, which was fucking crazy.
I went home. Then I was like, all right, I gotta go to New York and demo some music.
You, that's on my list of next things. So I want to talk about that after the show.
We got the music. There's five songs, six songs, whatever we were picking. But one of the first songs we started, and the song, I was like, all right. So remember, I didn't write lyrics for this anything because I didn't know the songs really.
Yeah.
So we sat down, and we did for 4 days. I went to 3 days. I went to Paul Delaney's house.
Shout out to Paul
Black Gamble. Basically, all the music, the demo sound fucking hard. So
awesome.
I had to do the vocals. I did all the vocals at Paul Delaney's, and he produced it with me, the vocals.
Hard, right? That's heavy as fuck.
Yeah, heavy as fuck. But the thing is, I never really heard, so boom. So that's the first song we demoed in 30 years since I did the.
That's awesome.
It's been that long?
I never demoed the song. We didn't really demo anything.
You just kind of went and did it?
Yeah. We didn't demo anything. This is the first time demoing. We demoed stuff for the 1992 3 with Devil before the
Do people know what label
Chain
is it? No,
they,
no one knows that.
No, no, don't. You can't say it yet.
Yeah, I can't say it till they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's fucking.
We are the label, and I'm really happy that the label, the owner of the label is Jewish. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
That's now amazing. So yeah, so you guys did new music. So there is new music from COT. So obviously there will be some
coming. We're dropping.
There will be some kind of formal announcement, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
there will
be formal announcement, so I'm not saying anything. My lips are sealed.
No,
that's
I love that.
First time I've ever heard his lips sealed. He's always talking.
Listen, he always knows. He always knows. He knows so. how to roll. All right, and then so coming up, we got Black and Blue Bowl, right? Was announced recently.
Yes.
May 12th.
So we should plug
13.
That really quick.
Shout out to Black and Blue Bowl.
Shout out Black and Blue. I also Oh, go ahead, E. Sorry.
So, Cousin Joe and Madball are doing it again, and they got
shout
2 days
out.
Of craziness.
Yeah, let me give the lineup here really quick while I got it in front of me. So both days for the B&B Bowl. Both days for the B&B Bowl. Friday, May 12th, and Saturday, May 13th at the Monarch in Brooklyn, New York.
Shout out to
Monarch.
Everyone in the Monarch.
Yeah.
Chip,
so first,
boy, Chip, what's up, Chip?
First night, we got Strangle You, we got fucking Risk, Rhythm of Fear, Sector, Combust, Division of Mind, All Out War, shout out Mike Score, Marauder.
That's Mike Score!
Marauder with the Minus lineup, which is going to be fucking sick. Bulldoze, and fucking headlining, dude. I'm so proud of these guys. Pain of Truth, my boy Zach, bunch of young kids.
Nice kids.
Yeah, dude, I'm so psyched to see them high up. I mean, they're fucking crushing. So shout out to Days and Zach and Mike from Pain of Truth for making that happen. Then the next night.
What's up, yo?
The next night, we got fucking Never Again. We got Mutually Assured Destruction, Life's Question, Fool's Game, Hold My Own, End It, Year of the Knife, Restraining Order, shout out Connecticut Hardcore, Naysayer, Brace War. And dude, headlining that is fucking Death Threat, the 25th anniversary.
Death Threat, what's up, yo?
Yeah, shout out again. So we're... Come watch them in Connecticut if you got a ticket, and then if you didn't get to get a ticket for Connecticut, buy a ticket for New York City,
definitely,
and catch them there. So
also
after
ahead,
party,
what else
I'm
got?
Doing after party listen? The first night.
Tell us about this.
Yes, check this out. The first night, I'm doing the after party. So that Friday, what was it, the 12th?
The 12th.
Yep.
May 12th.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing after party at a bar called Alaska.
And where is that located, Addy?
It's right. It's in Bushwick, right there.
Okay,
right,
perfect.
Broadway and that's up to Broadway and something.
We'll put the flyer up.
Put the flyer, but I'm doing it's a nice fucking bar. It's Bushwick, hipster out, all that shit. So I'll be DJing. Me and Felipe, he's playing Murphy's Law. We're doing this thing. But so basically, I'm bringing up They Live. They Live is on
Force Five Records.
Donnie,
shout out.
It's Jason Logic. Prolific and King Relic. It's all awesome. Based on the Roddy Piper and Keith David's They Live movie.
Yeah,
that's everything. Sick.
Concept.
The concept.
So and that's coming. So Donnie, that's coming out on what? On digital and
it's coming out on digital. Actually, this week Saturday. CD. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
And the CD's out. The CD 2's out
on Saturday. We're doing a CD release party for him, but we're going on. I'm with the Nomads. We're going on tour, and I'm bringing They Live out for the first few shows.
Yep. Sick. Plug the Nomads project really quick, too, because I think since the last time we've seen you, that's kind of new.
Yeah.
Nomads are touring. When you're touring. I'm going on tour as selling merch and being disabled.
I love that.
He's the muscle of the...
Yeah, like that, security.
February 17th to March 4th, Nomads go on tour. It's me, Chucky Chuck from Suburban Noise Records.
Shout out Chucky Chuck.
Shout out Suburban Noise.
And Insane Poetry.
From
Lyrical Snuff Productions. So we're the group, the Nomads. We're going on tour to support the record. It actually came out 5 years ago. We just never toured on it.
Oh, sick. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so this is our first tour together as a group. So we're doing 13 shows in 16 days.
Where are you hitting up, DRP? What areas are you
going to be at? We started off Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Then we hit Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Then we're to Indiana, down through Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, shooting through to Colorado, Utah, Phoenix, and California.
So definitely, any of our listeners, check that out. We'll have the dates up for sure. As you know, Force 5 is definitely the force behind Danny Diablo getting everything going, and he's got his official merch store going, like we always plug. And yeah, man, that's pretty much it. We're keeping and it kind of short. Oh,
also,
go ahead. Yeah.
The day before the B&B Bowl.
Yes. You got to plug that.
Yes. I'm doing right. Scarhead Generators of Violence.
Oh yeah.
Dropping the vinyl.
Vinyl release awesome. Party.
Vinyl release party will be from 6 p.m. to 8:30 at Generation Records and doing it in store. Plus Scarhead is performing.
I love that, dude. Shout out Mark for shout out Mark for letting that happen in there.
Shout out to Mark, I love you.
That shit's gonna be fucking awesome.
The vinyl should be in the next couple weeks, so we're so stoked
Only took a year.
It took a year.
I mean, listen, I will say the same thing just because we at the top of the show we were talking about the Rolling Coffin pre-order. Everybody kept asking me, yo, when the fuck are you gonna do this? And I said, yo, I'm not putting the order up till we're gonna have the vinyl. I just got word that the vinyl will be here in a couple months.
I know. I was like, let's just put up the order now. He's like, wait.
No, dude. Trust me, DRP.
I know.
Get the vinyl.
I've been waiting for fucking ever for the vinyl for this.
Yeah, and that's and listen, and it was hard too because dude, everybody knows that the delays on manufacturing have been happening.
Yeah,
it's why Static. This is our first vinyl release since the Distance one, but I don't really count that. Like, it was just been very tough. But I'm happy to report that some stuff has been alleviated a little bit.
Yeah.
It's you know what's so crazy because we know dealing with the industry side of it.
Yeah.
But a regular person, especially a regular moron hardcore kid.
The Generators of Violence LP. Get it at Danny Diao EP. Right? Well, it's
on a vinyl, so it's on vinyl.
Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com in the next 2 weeks or so. It should be up. So
go to Danny.
Hopefully.
Yeah. DannyDiabloMerch.com and get the New York Hawker Streetwear. We're coming up with a new design for the store.
Yep.
I'm just trying to do some shit, bro.
Yeah, man. And like we said at the beginning of the show, we are going to definitely be filling you guys up with a ton of different content. So we'll be doing Diablos then. We're going to be doing spinoffs just to keep shit going. I'm going to do my best.
I will have so much merch.
You always have a ton.
I always do I used to put Diablo Fest, I think. Then I changed Diablo Fest to the wintertime because it was getting too crazy with everyone that thing. So now I used to do the Ill Rock Bummer show. I'm doing the after show for the B&B Bowl on Friday, May 12th or March 12th. B&B Bowl.
Yeah, May
12th. So I'm doing it that night at Alaska. I will be DJing all night with Felipe, but performing, I will have They Live, Piss Mob, Tony Slippers.
The DRP.
they're doing this. It's all rap because I can't deal with these hardcore kids and listen to music all day.
But you're going to spin some...
spin what I want to spin. Freestyle, son.
Yeah, it's going to be freestyle. And Information Society all night long. If you love Information Society.
TKA and Collage.
I will also have Jimmy Two Tones from West Coast DMS. He'll be performing also. And Tonewood and Ichabod Veins from Florida.
Awesome, man.
It's going to be cool. Come out. Different flavors of hip hop and punk rock all mixed in together with hardcore. That day, thugcore too on that night. I don't know if I'm gonna perform. I'm gonna be DJing, but I can't wait to sit back and DJ, play some music, and see everyone, all the fans, and sell merch.
Hell yeah!
To talk to people, or talk to different artists, see new artists the whole weekend from Thursday to fucking Saturday night. It's all gonna be about music and the fans.
I love it.
That's it, man. That's it. I will have the vinyls for sale. I will have the New York hardcore hats, new ones that no one has. I'm going to have those also. It's going to be crazy.
Awesome, man.
Designs also, new ones.
Awesome, man. Well, before we wrap up, I just want to thank DRP once again. Thank you. I know it's been a crazy couple months. I also want to thank all the listeners and subscribers for keeping up with us. I apologize on our behalf. We are definitely going to get back on schedule. Go ahead, E.
Jesus Was a Jew. Danny Diao vs. Piss Mob.
E-Train
Records. Get the videos out and the singles out. Get that right now. Put on playlists. All your playlists.
Hell yeah. With that said, folks, keep up signing on the email list. Keep subscribing to our YouTube.
Yep,
a big shout out once again to Force 5 and DRP for You know, helping us get this thing back on the road. And like I said, man, we're coming back bigger and better than off than ever. Righty. So we're going to hit this
bigger,
track.
Brighter and better.
E-Train Records, 4-5
Records. E-Train
Records
all day, 4-5 Records all day.
Starhead, Crown of Thorns, everybody, man. We got nothing but love here. So I want to thank both of you. Thank all the listeners. And yeah, we'll be back very soon. Sooner than the last episode, right?
Shout out to Tavi.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tavi. All right, yo, I love you both.
Love you. Podcast, Rockets! Rockets
Podcast! Woo! This is mine.
I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.